You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 21 and verse 13. And said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. Did you know that you are the temple of the Most High God? Therefore, you are the house of God. We have a completely wrong idea about prayer. The way a lot of people see prayer, especially corporate prayer, is a place they go and their problem is solved. They think it's a place they go that somebody who has direct access to God help their prayers to be answered. That is not the way Jesus planned for his church to go about praying. You see, collectively, we are to be a house of prayer. When we come together, our agenda must be God's agenda. What we do today is a gathering unto self, which we call prayer meeting. We just gather together just to shout our needs and so on to God. That is not what God intends for you. God does not intend that you will be running to a place, hoping that in that place your prayer will be answered. No, God wants you to be part of believers that will take the heart of God. So let's say the heart of God is Syria and God is needing believers to intercede for Syria. You come together, then you cry to God concerning Syria. You cry to God to stretch his hand over that land, for souls to be saved in that land, for the throne of God to be enthroned in the heart of men for that land. That is prayer, brethren. That is prayer. You see, our needs, he says, before you ask, he already knows those things. So when you saw the way Jesus taught us to pray, the critical thing about prayer is worship the will of God, the kingdom of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You are to be a house of prayer. God wants to use you to birth his purpose on the face of the earth. That is prayer. That is the criticalness of prayer. That's how critical prayer is. That God needs believers that they can receive his burden and pray it so that he can do it on the face of the earth. But what we have today are either people who are running here and scatter, looking for people to pray for them or that they think have direct access to God. Or people who are opening up prayer meetings, centers up and down just to collect money. Otherwise, let's be honest with ourselves. Why will you call for a prayer meeting and be scrolling account number and be asking people to give money? Why are we doing this? What exactly are we doing? And then these persons, they will ask you to submit prayer point and they will be crying over that prayer point. That is not prayer. That's not the intention of Jesus. His intention is that his house will be a house of prayer. The reason we are not seeing the hand of God on the face of the earth is because the body of Christ is not intercessory. We don't come together to cry to God concerning his will to be enforced on the face of the earth. I'm telling you, when we seek his kingdom, all these other things that we are seeking will be added unto us. Imagine if we will call a meeting on a Friday night, and the only thing we want to do over that meeting is to pray over North Korea, that those people in their millions who have been held captive by demons, that God will open that land up for Jesus, that Jesus will prevail. Imagine that that's all we will pray all night, and then we will go home and sleep. That is prayer. Your needs will be met. Your needs will be taken care of. I'm praying and I'm trusting that the Lord will begin to raise a house of prayer where people will take God's heart. God desires that men will worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus said, for the Father seeks those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. Imagine that on our Wednesday, Thursday or Tuesday prayer meeting that we are going to pray for 1 hour. All that we are coming to pray is that God, men must worship you in spirit and in truth. Men must come to know the truth. We want God to have worshipers on the face of the earth. And that is what we will intercede and pray with all our heart to God. We will begin to see God. But we don't understand prayer like that. We think that Prayer is just about you running here and there, seeking solution to all the problems of your life. And those problems are problems that are there because your life is not about the kingdom. Once you make your life about the kingdom, we will discover that many of the things that we are struggling for, that we are crying for, they are things that are entitled, they are our entitlement as God's children. And our heavenly loving Father will grant it unto us, even without effort. I pray you will receive understanding in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. If you want to know more about the burden of the ministry and our programs, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.